just for a minute, a few minutes, I want you to forget everything that you've ever heard and known about what we call Christianity. The most important thing in every person's life is their response to God Almighty, the only true God, the one true God. Because we are eternal beings, every person on the earth will exist for eternity. Eternity. Like, we really cannot grasp that with our mind. And it is very simple. There's only one faith in the universe in which God became one of us, became a man, and was born on the earth just like us, lived just like us, and grew up, and actually, he died for the world, Jesus Christ, amen. A famous man of God said, God came to the earth as a man and justified himself to the whole world, amen. He's also justified himself in many, many other ways. So, it's so simple. And yet at the same time, when we meet him, it will be an eternity of revelation and glory and majesty. He's the most glorious. He's the most glorious. Beautiful being in the universe. He is the reason that we are on the earth. Now I don't want to get into that, but I just want to focus on how every person's response to God is the most important thing in their existence, in their whole life, whether they live for 10, 20, or 100 years. The most important thing is their response to God and how, and their relationship with God. And if they know him, the depth of how much they know him. This message is an evangelistic message for anyone who may not believe in Jesus Christ or who is wavering or who has what is called backsliding, is a backslider. Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Just the opportunity to meet him for 1 second would be the greatest thing in a person's life. And yet he offers himself to be with us forever. We get to be with him forever. Like, it's just beyond comprehension. So, and it's glorious. As I said, he's the most glorious, majestic, beautiful being in the universe. And those who know, who leave this earth with him as their Lord and Savior will spend eternity in his glorious presence. Amen. But there is the other side. And that is the side that we really, it's hard to kind of accept, and it's hard to hear it, and we don't want to talk about it. But the other side is, for those who don't know Jesus Christ, they will spend eternity in hell, the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Okay, that's a very important point that the Bible makes. It was not prepared for man. It's for the enemy and his angels, but that enemy deceives men into following him there. And God is perfect, and he's holy and glorious beyond what we can comprehend. And so the only way to have a relationship with him is through Jesus Christ and through the death of Jesus Christ and his blood, and to be covered with Jesus' blood. And when we are covered with Jesus Christ and his life and his blood, God accepts us gloriously. And then it's simple. It's just walking with Jesus every day. If someone is just sincerely, genuinely walking with Jesus Christ, who is God, remember. Yes, He's the gentle Savior. He is the good shepherd. And He's God. He's God Almighty. Through His Holy Spirit is how we know Him. And so that's the message. I wanted to get this to anyone who will listen. I need to hear it. We all need to hear it. Thanks for listening.